start Parshas Matos Masei. It's actually, I believe, the longest laning of the year when it's combined. I would just want to focus on Parshas Matos. The beginning of the Parsha talks about the Parsha and the Nedarim, and in the middle of the Parsha, Perek Lamed Aleph, so it says that they came back from war. They left the women alive. Moshe got angry. And then right after that, it says a parsha of Hagala. It says, Vayomer Elazar HaKoyin La'ashka Tzav HaBoim L'machama Zoyk Zchuka Satora. Now Chazal say, Masechta Shabbos, that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry that they kept the women alive. And because he became angry, Balachal Tos. Because if a person gets angry, you could forget your Torah. So this parsha was said to Elazar HaKoyin. Okay, so what's the parsha? This is the chukah of the Torah. Very strange and unique expression. Usually we just say the halacha. Why is it zois chukas haTorah? Why is it so encompassing? And why is it a chok? Chok is something we generally don't understand. As we're going to learn, these are something which seem to be pretty logical. Okay, what's the halacha? Zois chukas haTorah receive Hashem as Moshe aches hazahav es hakasev es hanachoshes as a barzel, as a bedil, vesayfar. These types of metals, silver, gold, silver, copper, barzel, metal, bedil is tin, hayfar is lead, all these metal kalim, kol davar sheyavay b'yesh, tarviyu b'yesh. If it went into fire when it cooked, the way you expunge it, the non-kosher food, is you do hagala, vitar, ach b'mei nida yizchata, but you have to put it b'mei nida, I'll explain what that means in a minute. Okay, so these are the rules of Hagala. If it was cooked directly in the fire, like you have a skewer, a skewer, that goes straight into the fire, the way you get the treifa out is by doing Hagala, and you burn it out. You do Libun, you burn it, make it white hot. As we know, before Pesach, we have to do this. And if it's something that doesn't go directly into fire, like you cook inside of a pot, the non-kosher food went into the walls, the way you get it out is by boiling out the non-kosher food. That's called Hagala. So these are the laws of Hagala. The Ramban, important question of Ramban over here is, why were these halachas taught here? This is not the first time they went to war and took Kalim from a war. Already in Parshas Chukas, we learned that they waged war against Sichon and Og. Okay, that's another important question over here. We'll try to get to everything. Okay, so that's one halacha that we learned from this Parsha. Now, what does it mean, Achba Meinida Yizchatos? Chazal Darshan, it means the following. Besides for the din of Hagala, if you get a keli from a non-Jew, Chazal say you have to do Tevilas Kalim. Okay, so Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and some other Rishonim, is this Deraisa or not? Rabbeinu Tam learns, Tevilas Kalim is Deraisa. So you buy a keli from a non-Jew. Before you could use it, Yerushalmi says you want to elevate the keli from its status was before to the status was now. Some Rishonim even use the word of like a gerus. Just like if I'm a non-Jew and I become a Jew, I have to immerse myself to go to a higher calling. These kelim also, there's a concept of gerus on the kelim. It's not my language, it's Rishonim's language. That we convert the kelim to a higher cause. Okay, so that's the second thing. And then the simple reading is that if it's tame, you have to spray the para aduma on it. Okay, so there are basically three laws that come out of this parasha. Kalim that were tummy because of his tummy mace, you have to put ashes of the paradum on it. Non-kosher kalim have to be purged and cleansed out from within. That's called hagala. And then even if it's not tummy, and even if it's not, it was never used by, you bought something, it was never used, the halacha is you have to do tefillas hakalim. Okay, so those are the basic halachas that we learn out over here. There's a very beautiful verse from the Chedusha Harim. After it says they made a census, they took account of everything, they took spoils of the war, and there's a whole cheshbon of how much each person was allowed to keep. And then later it says that there were soldiers, the generals, that came to Moshe, and they said, you know, we feel really good that nobody died, and we want to give a little bit extra to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's the end. So the Chedush Harim says, why didn't these generals come to Moshe right after the war? Why did they wait until now? So he says, a beautiful idea. The Gemara says that they wanted to bring it as a carbon to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, no one died, but maybe we were nichshal in here, huri aveira, having wrong thoughts. They were killing out the women of Midian. Maybe they looked at something shouldn't have looked at, and they thought of something they looked at. So before the parsha of Haggalah, that you have to burn out something not kosher, they just thought, okay, so I thought about something, big deal. But when you learn about the parsha of Haggalah, what's the lesson of Haggalah? You have a keli which is completely clean. You scrubbed it with Ajax. It's completely clean. But there's something in the walls, deep inside of the walls. And what do you learn out from there? Tam ke'ikar, a little flavoring that may be in the walls. That's also important. You can't overlook that. So that's what they said. You know what? If tam is ke'ikar, then maybe if we had a wrong thought, maybe we have to be mechaper for that as well. So in the parsha of B'nai Smidyu, in this chadish, tam is ke'ikar. In Avodas Hashem, it was also in this chadish to them that tam, when we taste something, even if we don't do the main avera, it's also something we have to deal with and have to do tshuva for. Okay, before I go further, I just want to tell you an unbelievable vart. I heard of B'Shem Dechassidim, I was doing a little research before, and it was said much earlier, said by the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim. Chemdas Hayamim was a controversial Sefer at the time. Some people thought it was somebody written from the camp of Shabtai Tzvi. But in the Ashkenaz world, and by many Hasidim, and I just saw the Ben Ishchai quotes in one place, they quote from the Sefer, so I'm safe. They say an unbelievable remez. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av. So the Gemara in Bracha says that when you're walking down the street, you shouldn't walk directly behind a woman. It's not sneers. The Gemara's expression for that is achori ari, rather walk behind a lion, below achori isha. That's the expression. They find the Mekubalim say a tremendous remez. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av. What's the mazel for Av? Aryeh. And what's the next month? Elul. What's the mazel for Elul? Besula, a young girl. So, achayri ari, start doing tshuva before the line, before Av, and don't wait to achayri isha, don't wait to start doing it before Elul. First of all, you get a jump start now. Okay, so just to, on that note, I want to tell you something from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer book, Likutei Halachos. It's an unbelievable sefer. What's the sefer? In the back of every Gemara, there's something called the Rif. Okay, what did the Rif do? Before the Rif was alive, added some Paskin. What if you're totally lost, right? We're very spoiled for 1,000 years later because we have the development of Torah Shema Peh and everything is very, very organized now. You could find the most minute sifkat and you know exactly where to look. But in those days, you had a question, so I guess you'd first have to learn the Gemara. There's no Rashi even. You'd have to learn the Gemara. You'd have to first find the Gemaras. So what the Rif did was, on every page, he extracted the halacha of every page. And then subsequently, what happened? Then the Rambam came and organized it that way, and then the Rush came and organized it his way, until we have the tour and the Beis Yosef and the Shochnar, until we have it today with all its super commentaries. The Chafetz Chaim held that before Mashiach comes, we have to start becoming experts now in the laws of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, and that will make Mashiach come quicker. So he wrote like a riff on Kachim. So when you're learning Kachim, I'm a Kohen, I learned Kachim, so you have to know, okay, is this called a soul in the carbon? You turn to the back, and he wrote it literally like a riff. If you take a look at this, literally a riff. It's printed on all the new Gemaras, the Oz V'Hadda Gemaras have it in back now, like a riff. Like you learn the halacha, you could turn back, okay, which are the halachas that are relevant, and then it's easy to figure out what the halacha ma'is is. Anyways, he wrote an introduction to his sefer, and in this introduction, he says of Vartna, this week's parasha. See, he says, how come sometimes you find the Torah is compared to Mayim? Holy called some luchum Mayim, or the Gemara Bracha says, ke nechalim, ke arazim ali Mayim, and Chazal say, ma, Mayim, just like water is metaira person, guy whose tummy goes into the water, it's metairim. Also, divrei Torah is metaira person. But we also find Torah is compared to Eish, haloi koi dvarei ke Eish no Mashem. So what's the idea? So the comparison to water is very understandable. Like a mikveh, you're tamei, you go into the mikveh, you come out, you're tar, you're good. Why? What's the comparison to fire? He says, why is it, I mentioned before, that the Torah say, zois hukas ha-Torah, this is the chayk of the Torah. What does this have to do with the chayk of the Torah? This is a law, and besides saying it's chukas ha-Torah, but the law seems to be very logical. If a certain temperature enters the walls, there's probably contraction on the metal and the taste could get in. So you have to heat it up to that degrees and to get the taste out. That seems very logical. Well, kepoyle, exactly what Gemara says, right? Exactly, right, good, right. Gemara Pesachim says kepoyle, the way it swallows it, kach polte, that's the way it discharges it. So why is it a chukas ha-Torah? So he said, besides the pasha pshat of this parsha, there's something else going on over here. And this is the chukas ha-Torah. A person goes through life, and you know, sometimes you do averus, no one's perfect, and you want to do tshuva. But the problem is, sometimes we do sins, and not only do we do a sin, okay, we did a sin and you could just do tshuva. Sometimes it literally could become part and parcel of you. You can keep on repeating a certain behavior. Besides the psychological and habit forming, that's true, and any time, you know, you brush your teeth a certain way, you're going to brush your teeth always that way. Besides the habit forming, that's a physical, psychological habits that are formed in a person. Besides that, there's something spiritual that when a person does sin, it creates a ruchnius within him that makes him more plausible, makes it more easier for him to do that sin. So what are we supposed to do? We do certain averis, you do tshuva, but you're going to end up coming back to it. And this is what the Torah is mechadish. That kol asher yavi beish tavir beish. Anything that you did with an eish of avera, learn Torah. Torah has a ruchnius ability to purge a person from the inside. So you have a keli. There are two steps to the keli. When you have a keli that you cook something not kosher in it, the first step you do is you have to wash it out. There's no remnants of any. You borrow a keli from your next door neighbor. There can be no remnants of his sausages and his chazer that are stuck to the wall. That's similar to water. You have to drop the past activity. But what do you do about the flavor that's on the inside? And that's what the Torah is trying to be mechadish over here. That Torah, besides for the laws of the Torah and the darchinom of the Torah and the how we have to live as a Torah Jew, the spirituality of the Torah says that if you learn Torah, kol ashiyave beish tavir beish, and you become a Torah person. That's I think a beautiful lesson that the Torah has the ability to purge us from inside out. That's the idea of the Chumash. Yeah. 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 Yeah.